We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good morning, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning in to WMIE 91.5 FM. We thank you for tuning into the Refresh radio broadcast today. And do want to let you know, the program that we aired earlier this month with Duke Matlock, we've made some engineering tweaks to that to where hopefully you'll be able to hear that better. And that is going to broadcast again tomorrow. We want to invite you out to our Mornings Matter personal growth workshop that is coming up this Saturday. It's absolutely free. RSVP if you can. If we don't get RSVPs, we're still going to buy food, and we're still going to have our workshop. But want to let you know this is free. This is free to business people, people from Merritt Assembly of God, people who've never heard of Merritt Assembly of God. This is a gift from our church to you. And all of the listeners, maybe you haven't ever met me and you'd like to put a face with a voice, come out, be a part of that this coming Saturday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, has a free continental breakfast and has a free lunch afterwards. So that is what we have coming up this weekend. Duke will then be ministering the word on Sunday morning, and we are really looking forward to that. God has been doing some great things. Had two people give their heart to the Lord here just a couple of weeks ago. And what an exciting thing that is. That's what Merritt Assembly of God exists to do, is to grow the kingdom, to equip the saints for the work of the ministry and to grow the kingdom. And the great thing about what was greatly encouraging to me, not because I wasn't there, but because it happened and I wasn't there. And we are just so blessed to have so many gifted individuals. I had a health issue that arose and wasn't able to be there that day, but that did not hinder the Spirit of the Lord moving. So my guest speaker called later that day to check on me, and I said, well, I want you to know I wasn't just sleeping in this morning. I was up. I spent some time in worship. I had my devotions, my time in the Word. I had people that preached to me. I said I wasn't going to have John be able to say, well, I don't know what your problem was. I was on the Isle of Patmos on the Lord's Day, and I was still in the Spirit on the Lord's Day, and my situation was worse than yours. And so that's what I did, but we are rejoicing with all that God is doing. Our youth and children's ministers are back, and we are excited about what God is doing. We actually grew during the summertime, and that is exciting because that's what we want to do. The more that we grow, the more effective that we can become, the more efficient that we can become, and the more that God is able to do through us. And so, if you don't have a church home, we'd encourage you to come and check us out. Maybe this weekend you can come. It's a non-threatening environment. We had people that came last year, and that was it. We didn't see them again, and that's okay. We had others that we saw last year, and they came, and they're now part of the church, and that's great too. We just want to be this a gift because we believe that God wants all of us to become everything he desires us to be. That's this coming Saturday. We want to take just a moment to say thank you to Jits Concrete, 536-5804, 536-5804. If you need block work or concrete work done, they have decades of experience. They have decades of experience here in Brevard County. They are used to the heat. They are used to the weather. They are used to allowing the appropriate amount of time for the concrete to cure. And so they will do a great job. They've done a great job for us at the church. They've done a great job for me personally. They've done a great job for people in the church, and we encourage you, if you need professional concrete work done, give them a call, 536-5804. Tell them you heard about them on the Refresh radio broadcast. So we're gonna try and take care of Isaiah chapter 32 here today, because we want to get this dealt with so we can move on to a very great topic in chapter 33, but that will be after the rebroadcast of the Duke Matlock program tomorrow. So let's begin. I'll just set the stage, and that is, God is describing how desperate Jerusalem and the nation of Judah would be because of the trouble, because of the crop failures, the socioeconomic issues that were going on, all because they did not have a heart after God. And he says that all of those things would continue. Let me start reading in verse number 13 today. It says, on the land of my people will come up thorns and briars, yes, on all the happy homes in the joyous city, because the palaces will be forsaken, the bustling city will be deserted, the forts and towers will become lairs forever, a joy of wild donkeys, a pasture of flocks. Until the Spirit is poured upon us from on high, and the wilderness becomes a fruitful land, and the fruitful field is counted as a forest. Then justice will dwell in the wilderness, and righteousness will remain in the fruitful field. The work of righteousness will be peace, and the effect of righteousness, quietness, and assurance forever. My people will dwell in peaceful habitation and secure dwellings, and in quiet resting place. Though hail comes down on the forest and the city is brought low in humiliation, blessed are you who sow beside all waters, who send out freely the feet of the ox and the donkey. And so this describes the social and economic collapse that wickedness brings upon a society. It may not happen immediately. It may not happen in a month or a year. But sooner or later, whenever we move our society off of the foundation of God's word, there is going to come social, moral, and economic upheaval in a society. Anarchy tends to set in. Lawlessness comes, and people start dealing with people. In chapter 33, it talks about people who plunder, though they haven't been plundered, who deal treacherously, though they haven't been dealt with treacherously. In other words, they are not operating by the golden rule of do unto others as you would have them do unto you. They are operating under the principle do unto others before they do unto you. And so that's the type of thing that ungodliness brings about. You can try and compel. My wife and I were watching a documentary here recently. And listen, in nature, it is all about who is the biggest, who is the baddest, who is the bulliest of the people, whether it's polar bears or whether it's sea lions or whatever it might be. It is whoever is the most powerful. They rule until that time that they become too weak. Godliness does not do that. And so it says that economic collapse, that social collapse, that it would prevail until there was a transformative event, and that transformational event is when the Spirit of the living God is poured out from on high. That means that he comes to us from high. It comes to us from heaven. The Spirit of the living God. You see, there's God the Father, there's God the Son, and there's God the Holy Spirit. And when God the Holy Spirit comes into a society, he begins to work in people's hearts. When he works in people's hearts, it changes their emotional makeup. It changes their habits. It sets them free. It liberates them from every stronghold, every bondage. It changes their family dynamic. It changes their work ethic. It changes their financial condition. It changes society because it changes the hearts of men. And so I want you to know, Merit Assembly of God, we are Pentecostal and unashamedly Pentecostal. We believe that the Spirit of Jesus said, it is profitable for you that I go away, that I might send the Holy Spirit. So it is beneficial. The Holy Spirit is a gift to the body of Christ that is supposed to be beneficial. But it is not, when God the Holy Spirit comes, he is not just for a merit badge or just for an encounter, not just for something that takes place inside the four walls of the church. His ministry is supposed to bring about societal increase, blessing. Listen to what it describes. It says, until the Spirit is poured upon us from on high, and the wilderness becomes a fruitful field, and the fruitful field is counted as a forest. In other words, he says, that which was barren, that which was desert-like, that which was untamed, is going to suddenly be not a place of thorns and briars and only a place where wild animals go, but it is going to be brought under proper authority, and it is going to become a fruitful place. It is going to be beneficial. You're going to have benefit from it. And then it says that the place that was the fruitful field before, and when there's social and economic collapse, when they're in an agrarian society, when crops aren't growing, fruitful fields are hard and to come by, and they're very far and few between. So he says, but if you do find a fruitful field, it is going to be blessed so much that it is going to be considered a forest. In other words, the crops are going to be so tall, so dense, so fruitful that you're going to see exponential increase. I truly believe that God is looking for a people who will say, if you will allow me to pour out my Spirit upon you the way that I desire, and will operate by my commandments and my decrees, then I am going to cause your society to walk in the blessing and the favor of God like no one else on the planet. See, I believe that God is the best farmer. I believe that God is the best construction worker. I believe that he is the best mechanic. I believe he is the best on technological breakthrough levels. I believe he's the best relationship expert. I believe he is the best economist. All of those things. And he says, if you will allow the Holy Spirit does several things. He reminds us of all of the things Jesus said. He convicts us of areas that in our life that do not line up with God's word. He points us to Jesus, and he teaches us the word of God. You see, the word of God is spirit, and it is spiritually discerned. In other words, the Holy Spirit helps us to understand things that we previously did not understand. So there are several benefits that come when the Spirit of God is poured out. In verse number 16, it says, then justice will dwell in the wilderness. There will be justice in the untamed place. And, you know, there used to be badlands. There used to be places that the only people that went there were outlaws. You can read about that in American history where, you know, everybody that lived there, you had to be faster with a gun than the other person, or you had to be richer, or you had to in other places, you know, pay protection money and stuff like that. There were places where it wasn't a place of justice, but when God comes, justice comes. When God comes, it is about justice. It is about doing things in alignment with the word of God. And it says that righteousness will remain in the fruitful field. In other words, we will not allow the blessing of God to derail us from our right standing before God. You see, there are a lot of times when we're in desperate need that what it does is it compels us back into right relationship with God. We have no place to turn. The rich son who, in Luke chapter 15, when he had money, he had lots of friends. He was the life of the party. But when his money was gone, then there was no one left standing there. He got a menial task of a job. And it was there in that place that his eyes were open and said, you know what? I think I have made a bad decision. And so he went back home to his father, a repentant young man. And, you know, that's one of the things that need does to us. It should compel us back into a relationship with God. With so many people in America not working, our churches ought to be filled. They ought to be filled with people, because they ought to be crying out to God for the needs that they have in their life. Look, I work, my wife works, both of my daughters work, my son works, and his wife works, and you know, with their child, and they've got their own house and their own expenses and all of that. But there's a scripture that says a man's hunger works for him. It drives us on. With so much going on, there ought to be something that is motivating you and driving you into the presence of God. But a lot of times, whenever there is blessing, whenever there's abundance, then we slack off of our effort and we begin to say, well, it's not nearly as bad as what I thought it was. And so as a result, I'm not going to be quite as intense in my pursuit of God as I was before. When the Spirit of the living God cries out and you all of a sudden have a revelation of how holy, how merciful, how powerful God is, how just he is, then you say, you know what, no matter what happens, whether I have an abundance or I have a lack, I'm going to keep my heart right with God, because my problem is temporary, but my God is forever. That righteousness brings benefits. It says the work of righteousness will be peace, and the effect of righteousness, quietness and assurance forever. I want you to know that the benefit of living in right standing before God is worth every sacrifice. The price tag of living an ungodly life is more than than people tend to consider. Okay? Unrighteousness will come at the cost of your peace. It will come at the peace of your eternal confidence. There's a high price tag to living an ungodly life. You don't want to pay that price. Righteousness. Listen, what would you give? I saw something here recently that said people work all of their life to accumulate money, and at the end of the life, they will spend all of their money to prolong their life. And in the meantime, they missed out on living because they spent so much time accumulating and amassing. God wants you and I to have peace, that we know that whatever happens to this body, whatever happens to our finances, whatever happens on a global scale or a national scale, whatever happens, God has us right in the palm of his hand. That's where our peace comes from. It is our wholeness. It is wholeness in body, soul, mind, and spirit. It is wholeness in our finances and wholeness in our relationships. I count it a great privilege to be able to go to sleep at night with confidence, knowing that my wife is faithful to me and I am faithful to her. I go to bed with great confidence about that, because we both have a heart for God. Here's what I recommend. Husbands, seek God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and in so doing, you will become more like Jesus. The more like Jesus you become, the more attractive that you are going to become to your to your wife. And wives, if you pursue Jesus with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, then there's going to be tremendous health in that relationship between spouses. And so God says that righteousness has benefit. It has benefit on an emotional level. It has benefit on a confidence level. You know that you're not going around as an insecure person. In John chapter 13, it said Jesus knew where he had come from. He knew where he was going, and he knew why he was there. And so he took a towel and he served. He demonstrated, he modeled to the disciples what a servant leader looked like. Because he knew who he was. He knew who he was, he knew what time it was, and he knew where he was going, and that God had everything under control. That's the confidence that God wants us to have when the Spirit of the living God is poured out upon us. It says, "My people shall dwell in a peaceful habitation." I believe our homes should be places of peace. And everybody listening said, amen. There should be a lot more peace and a lot less strife. There should be a lot more joy and a lot less anger. And all of that happens when the Spirit of God, for the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. So, "My people shall dwell in a peaceful habitation and in secure dwellings and in quiet resting places. Though hail comes down on the forest and the city is brought low in humiliation." So here's what I want to tell you about that verse is no matter what happens outside, when you have been a recipient of the Holy Spirit being poured out upon you, The dynamic inside of your house is going to be different from that outside of your house. Whatever happens to the society around you, God is going to take care of his people. When Elijah prophesied that there was going to be a time of drought and famine, God took care of him. He took care of the widow of Zarephath. And it says that God had commanded that widow to take care of Elijah before Elijah got there. And she didn't think that she was equipped to do that, but God did a miracle. And I believe that God still does miracles. I was in a conversation with a person a couple of weeks ago, and they were describing how they had tried to instill tithing or tried to teach tithing to a young person that they knew who grew up in church and struggled with that. And eventually he grabbed hold of it. He eventually got married and someone blessed them super exponentially for a wedding gift. And it's like, wow, that's quite impressive. You see, and I don't know how long ago that was, but you know, if it was in the past 10 years when economic collapse was going on and someone was blessing them exponentially, that's something to praise God for. When this spiritual transformation comes on, now if you get verse 20 out of order and try and do this before verse number 15, when the Spirit of the Lord is poured out, you are going to be working in vain. But when the Spirit is poured out on high, it says, "Blessed are you who sow beside all waters, who send out freely the feet of the ox and the donkey." Now, you and I, when we think of that, we might not think of it the way that farmers did at that time. Oxen and donkeys were the beasts of burden that were used to plow the fields. And so the Spirit of God causes the people of God to see that change has come, that the time of drought is over and the time of increase is upon them. And so they realize that it is time to plant beside the waters. It is time to use the ox. It is time to use the donkey. It is time to prepare for harvest. Because when the Spirit, listen, when the Holy Spirit is poured out, it means that harvest is coming. Okay, the day of Pentecost was the first fruits. But first fruits indicate that there are latter fruits that are coming. And so I want you to know that when the Spirit of God is poured out upon your heart, you might as well make preparation now, get ready now, that it's going to be time to plow the fields, to break up the fallow ground. It's going to be time to get rid of the weeds. It's going to be time to get everything ready. Start preparing, because harvest is coming. I was when on that Sunday that I was unable to attend church, I was reading, and there were people that were talking about the increase and the workers that were hired by one of the masters. I believe it's Judah Smith, and he was talking about, you know, the workers that were hired early in the morning, later in the day, and then eventually there were some workers that were hired at the last day, and people were upset about the reward that they got, that they all got the same thing, even though they worked differently. They worked different lengths, different shifts. They put in different amounts of effort. And we tend to look at it from the amount, from our perspective. And I want to share with you that my perspective on that parable is this. The master was doing everything that was necessary in order to get the harvest in. And the Holy Spirit convicts people of sin. That's what he does. He brings people, he points them to Jesus because they need a savior. And in these last days, can we believe that God has more love for people than he does for a crop of wheat? Can we believe that God has a desire for people to know him? Listen, I'm not a doom and gloom person. I'm a pretty optimistic, upbeat guy, but I'm telling you that we are closer to the end than we've ever been before. When that end comes, I'm not sure, but that end for somebody could come today. That end for somebody could come tomorrow. That end for society could happen at any moment, and you and I need a savior. And so I want to ask you, if you're a believer, I want to ask you to make yourself available to God so that he can use you for a harvest of souls. If you are listening and you do not know Jesus, I want you to repeat this prayer with me, because he loves you. He wants you to be ready. He wants to change your world. Heavenly Father, thank you for forgiving me of my sins. I love you. I want you to be the Lord of my life. I thank you for being my Savior. Would you empower me to live a righteous life? Lord, change my finances. You be the Lord over my finances. Be the Lord over my family. Be the Lord over my work. In Jesus' name, God bless you. We will talk to you Thursday here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.